Welcome! Today we're slowing down on Korčula, a Croatian island where a walled medieval town, vineyard country, and clearwater coves can all fit into one beautifully unhurried trip. The central idea is simple. Don't treat Korčula as a quick ferry stop. Begin with Korčula town, then make room for Lombarda and the island landscape beyond the walls. The first view of Korčula town has real theater to it. Pale stone rises from the sea, the old defensive walls hold a compact peninsula, and the water keeps flashing through gaps between buildings. Arrive with a little time to spare if you can. This is an island reached by sea connections, and the practical details depend on your route and travel dates, so check ferry or catamaran arrangements before building the rest of the day around them. Once you step ashore, the scale is reassuring. The historic center is walkable, close enough to the waterfront that you rarely lose your bearings, yet layered enough that a wrong turn feels like a reward. Listen for the small things. Footsteps on worn stone, shutters opening above a lane, glasses being set onto a terrace. Korčula town is most convincing when you let the atmosphere arrive before the checklist does. A good morning here starts early before the lanes become busy. Walk without a strict route. Look up at the carved details, look down at the polished thresholds, and notice how narrow passages suddenly open to sea-facing edges. The old town streets are often described through their defensive design and their fishbowl-like layout. You do not need to solve the urban plan to enjoy it. Simply notice how wind, shade, stone, and glimpses of water shape the walk. You will hear stories linking Korčula with Marco Polo. They are part of the town's cultural storytelling, but the historical certainty around his birthplace is disputed. I'd hold that lightly and focus on the place that is undeniably in front of you. Take the same care with local life. These lanes are not an open-air set. Keep voices low near homes, avoid blocking doorways with photo stops, and let residents move through their own town without an audience. Then pause at the waterfront with coffee or simply a view. It is tempting to race onward, but Korčula's charm is cumulative. A small square, a church facade, a boat line on the horizon, those modest moments do the work. After the stone city, head east toward Lombarda. The shift is immediate. Lower buildings, vines, gentler roads, and a looser rhythm that feels more agricultural than fortified. Lombarda is closely associated with Gvarke, a distinctive local wine tradition. If you visit a tasting room, treat it as a chance to learn rather than a box to tick. Ask what is being poured, how it was made, and what the producer recommends alongside it. The vineyards are working landscapes, not just scenery. Stay on permitted paths, respect signs and private land. And don't wander between vines for a photograph unless the property clearly welcomes it. Nearby coves bring in that other side of Korčula. Bright, transparent water and pale shorelines. Conditions, facilities, and access vary, so choose your swimming spot with care and check locally rather than assuming every pretty point on a map works the same way. For me, the best rhythm is vineyard first, swim second, then a long late afternoon meal. Bring water, sun protection, and something to cover up away from the beach. Small practical choices make an island day feel easy instead of overexposed. For a short stay, give Korčula town your first afternoon and evening. Settle in, walk the walls and lanes at a human pace, and save a little energy for the waterfront once the heat begins to soften. Use the following morning for the old town's quieter details, then turn the day toward Lombarda. Combine a vineyard visit, if available, with a cove or beach stop, but leave the order flexible around weather and transport. With an extra day, choose one direction rather than trying to conquer the whole island. Inland villages can offer a slower, more local-feeling change of scene. The western side can make sense if you want a longer coastal excursion. How should you get around? Buses can suit point-to-point plans, taxis help when time is tight, and a bicycle works well for shorter, comfortable routes around Lombarda. A car offers range, while boats may suit particular coastal detours. There is a catch. Island distances look modest on a map, but winding roads, heat, stops, and connection times can stretch the day. Build one main plan, one optional stop, and permission to skip the optional stop. If you are traveling solo, that flexibility is a particular advantage. Book what genuinely needs booking, keep key transport details handy, and leave enough space to linger when a quiet cove or a shaded terrace turns out to be the right place. Food is another reason not to rush. Look for Zihace Karnovski Makaroni, a local hand-rolled pasta tradition, and enjoy Adriatic seafood according to the season and the day's catch rather than arriving with one rigid order in mind. For wine, Pašape is an important island and regional name to explore, while Gvarke brings you back to Lombarda. A simple meal of local flavors, enjoyed slowly, often says more about Korčula than the most ambitious itinerary. Late spring or early autumn is often the sweet spot, pleasant conditions for walking and swimming, with a calmer feel than peak summer. Still, weather and visitor levels change from year to year, so pack for variation and adjust your expectations. The useful takeaway is to pair Korčula town's medieval lanes with real-time Amman Lombarda's vines and coves. That combination lets the island feel like a place, not just a photograph. Travel gently, keep your plans flexible, and let the sea crossings and slower roads set the pace. Thanks for listening, and safe travels.